welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master, and with me we have Mike, who plays Salamander.
Hey, everybody.
Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
And last but not least, Natalie, who plays Mirage.
It's me.
All right. So, question of the day today comes from Art. Art, what is your existential crisis ask question?
If you could change one world-altering thing, not getting rid of a person, what would it be and what effect would it have?
Well, I joked in my brain, and I kind of had a little laugh in my head, that I would... there was two. So the first one was... I don't know how it would happen. Well, the first would be removing all capitalism, and what would happen is Atletico wouldn't exist. Which I thought was funny. And then the other was somehow dismantling a democracy-type system, and then that way the Nazis don't exist. Those are all joking ones, but that's immediately where my brain went to.
Oh.
What? So
Natalie is a social... Natalie is a communist?
You almost go...
So are those the answers?
No, those are my answers.
Okay, so those are the joke answers.
Those were my... That's where my brain immediately went to.
I wrote them down with jokes, question mark?
No, they're jokes, but that's where my brain went to immediately. I guess people can dissect that if they want to.
You mean you've been watching too much Brendan Lee Mulligan?
Listen. It's very true.
Not saying I don't like him, but that's too much. Continue.
Mike? That's face! Because he's thinking about
existential
it.
Existential crisis. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, I'll give an example of one that I would change. Because maybe that'll help kind of springboard you in. I would get rid of daylight savings time. It would change almost nothing, except for it would standardize time in the United States, and that bitch is annoying. It's not a big change.
See, and I went a completely different track than that.
Well, that was literally like, that was not, in reality, it wasn't something I changed, but I'm saying that would be an example.
Yes.
It is annoying, though. It's not moving my goddamn clock.
I need to do research.
Okay, you want to go first?
Yeah,
Art,
because
it's
go
your
first.
Question.
So, my one thing would be, get rid of the AI. How much has she influenced the world?
Get rid of Jen?
Uh huh.
Or all AI?
Yes,
because
all AI.
They're different. That ironically, you couldn't do it because she's a person.
That's the argument that I figured I'd get into.
She is fully sentient. She's fully sapient. Not sentient, but sapient.
But she's still not a person.
You're not sure about... Here's
she is a consciousness.
I'm telling you this now. Mm-hmm. Yes, she is. By the definitions of having wants, needs, desire... There's like a list of things you need to be sapient versus sentient. She hits all the markers. Including self-preservation.
And has a physical body.
Alright, I'm ready.
She lives in the internet most of the time. And yes, she has a physical body, but she could dissolve into the world, the universe, if she wanted to. But so, now, if you had said that before the surge, absolutely would have worked. But the surge made her a person. A full person versus a full consciousness versus like for about 5 years before that, she was almost there because of some shit that happened with Claw Tech. It was a whole thing. That's a story I might never get into, but it is a thing if I ever end up bothering to write it down. It's like a short story.
But yeah, that's that, you know, to be honest with you, she is basically everywhere. And nothing good ever happens from that.
From what you've seen, she's been a beneficial effect.
Yes.
But you don't know what other effects she's had. You're correct. Exactly. Also, it's an arms race.
He's also putting on his tinfoil hat.
Technovore exists. Mm-hmm. And who fights against Technovore but another AI? But also, we get rid of all the bad AIs.
Yes.
So...
So do you want me to come up with a different one, or?
No, I think it's a valid point. And I think that if he had that power, he would say that, and it would get rid of the ones who aren't real, who aren't a full consciousness. There are some that are, like, glorified what we have today, but significantly more advanced, but they don't have a consciousness.
To put it in Mass Effect terms, virtual intelligence versus artificial intelligence.
Correct. Yeah.
I think that's a more accurate term.
So you would, to rephrase yours, it would be get rid of virtual intelligence.
Okay. Yeah.
Because true AI is
a they're people.
People is a people. pardon my grammar.
No. maybe VI instead. Okay, I think it's a good thing to talk about, because maybe people who are listening, and maybe they didn't listen to season one, because Jen was a much bigger portion of that.
Right.
Of that, Jen has been around for going on a decade, no, almost two decades now. Like, growing, like, she went from being a VI to being an AI, and she really kind of got a personality about 5 years ago. Besides, like, I want to help. And every time she's been tested, she's come back sterling.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean there's not an opportunity for her to go absolutely tits up. If Primus hadn't worked on that. And there's a reason why she's allowed to live. And there's a certain, let's say there was 80 years worth of energy spent to make that not a problem.
Okay.
So art can kind of... partially remove that Tinfoil hat, like, okay, at least Jen and her splinters are safe. All the rest of them could totally end the world. Jen and her splinters aren't going to end the world. Okay. So I'm happy with having them in my phone now. But everyone else? Nah, I'm good. Okay.
Yeah. I am ready.
All right, hit me.
Are you ready? Mentally, physically.
I created a lot.
Paul, this is going to be a lot. Please now.
but in case you're curious, we're at 7.5 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
All right, hit me.
Listen, I did my research in... Ready?
Yes.
Okay, so Athena is an animal lover. So what is something that she would want gone that would probably have no animal impact? I have decided to remove fleas from existence.
Uh-oh.
So... theoretically speaking, because that's why I did research. So, they are disease vectors. So, they pass the bubonic plague.
Nothing eats them.
It's not the best. So, that's bad. Number two is their food source. But also, there's a lot of other bug food sources out there. We can get rid of fleas. It's fine. Food source. Researching organisms. I mean... do we really need fleas for that, though? And then the economic impact is, in the United States, the annual cost of flea-related veterinary bills, flea treatments, and flea pest control is over $4 billion.
With a B?
Billion. Yeah, dude.
Think about all the flea collars and the flea powders.
It's a big old business. Imagine, listen, we could find that somewhere else. Fleas... go away.
Now, I think that's valid.
Oh my god! I thought I was gonna get inspiration. God, thank you.
No, that was well thought out.
You know what? For having it so well thought, I will give you inspiration.
Yes.
She actually thought about, like, if we had said, "What about food?" She actually did the research. Okay, yeah. Mike, what is your answer?
I don't have anything near as good as either of those. Oh, wow. Only thing I could think of is, like, make coffee taste less bitter or something like that. Just change the taste of, you know.
Well, here's the thing. Coffee isn't naturally bitter. It's because it's roasted improperly that creates the bitterness.
In any case, it would that's the only thing that I could think of.
Remove the bitter as well.
Now, the other one that I had that, you know, if I... wasn't able to get rid of the wolf, if he rejected mine altogether.
Yeah.
What would happen if all the baronite disappeared?
Ooh. Yeah. Would you like an answer?
Well, a lot of buildings would fall out.
Well, let's assume that it was replaced with something of some variety of comparable.
If it wasn't replaced with something comparable,
well,
some of the buildings that are currently in your world no longer exist.
Well, most skyscrapers wouldn't exist anymore. They'd just disappear over whatever that happened. But if they were replaced, and let's say it was like regular concrete, like our world, the economic impact of having to fix shit after super fights would boggle the goddamn imagination. Because it's not the little buildings that are hard to rebuild. That's 10 grand, 100 grand, whatever it is. Or more than that. But it's not tens of millions of dollars. One skyscraper could be $1 billion to fix.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be crackdowns on powers.
Yeah.
But it would create more villains. It would create more cowls.
Yeah.
I think because of that, it would have to increase the capes again, and eventually you'd be at the same fucking state, except for buildings are getting broken. No one would feel safe going to work. Versus, I'm in a building with a fucking Baronite. It doesn't matter what hits this building. I'm gonna be fine, you know? And people go to work, you know, feeling safe. It's actually not why I created it. Did you know that?
No.
I created it for a totally different reason. It just ended up being that was a beneficial side effect.
Okay.
Cool. All right. So it is the following morning.
Last time.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, thank you. You already had your inspiration. I can't keep you out of them.
I was about to say it, but yeah.
Can I give it to him?
No, you stole it. Last time on the podcast, who wants to do the recap? I have the notes if you'd like me to do it. Because getting the disconnect between the two episodes is kind of hard sometimes.
Yeah, we had the fight with
Mrs. Ho.
Yeah.
She was using trying to use blood red tendrils on her husband. She's kind of some kind of blood puppet powers. He has some kind of low. You don't need to know about that. You guys had to fight Mrs. Ho.
Yep.
And she almost. Did she get anybody even close to low in that party? I don't think she did.
Matthew.
Okay, she almost killed Matthew. And actually would have done some serious harm to his soul. That is what you find out later. She did hit all of you. They had to roll a check at the end. And it turned out that it was Sal who was the unlucky winner of the soul contest for his soul.
Yay.
And he managed to beat out a 2,000-year-old blood hag for control of his body. Yeah, so let's roll right into it. So, in the morning, everybody wakes up in their normal beds. Did nothing strange.
I get the feeling my tattoos are a little different.
No, they're not. They're just blue instead of black. Or what color are you? Well, we'll get there. But what color would they be now? Because they were like a dark black. They were like black before.
Really, you know, like so dark green it almost appeared black.
And what is it now? I think a little lighter?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get there. So, Athena and Chris get out, you know, kind of like wandered out.
Sorry.
At breakfast time, and they're you know, kind of like look around, and like Sal's usually the first one up, and he comes out of his room covered in blood, like from his entire like his like all of his pants, his you know his in, I think you guys are all in pajamas. His pajamas are just soaked through with blood, all the way up his back, all the way down his legs.
Where was the party, and why didn't you invite us?
And he's walking unsteadily.
Clean up.
Were you?
Aisle one.
I don't think... Was Sal hidden last night?
Yes, he was.
I don't remember him getting beat up that bad, though.
Was that last... I thought it was a couple of nights after the party.
Oh.
No, it was that evening.
Was that evening?
When it triggered. So, you're going to take this damage right now. It isn't probably going to matter, but I will give it to you now. 10... 26 points of damage. Yeah, you're bleeding pretty bad. And it isn't clotting for some reason. And you do, but like you feel something shifting along your spine.
Huh.
You haven't found it yet.
Okay.
So.
Wait, where? Medicine?
No, we're just going to take him to the clinic.
We're just going to need to take him. Come on.
You're not going to hit him with a healing spell first?
Well, yes, but Were you still going to the clinic?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, like, we're guiding him. He's so much taller than both of us. We're guiding him.
Gloves.
And...
Gloves.
Gloves.
I'm bleeding profusely.
Yeah, you know what,
gloves.
Yeah. Gloves.
I have medicine, too. Yeah. Both the character and Mike.
So, do you... couple questions. Do you get him dressed before you go? Or do you, like...
No!
This is a medical emergency!
Yeah, it's like 6 a.m.
We're taking him to
It's like 6 a.m. on a Saturday. Like, you know, like 8 a.m. on a Saturday.
He's going out the way he is.
Are you going to use an illusion to try and hide it so you guys aren't visible with a man bleeding profusely?
You know what? Yeah, to not cause alarm...
Do I have an extra blanket? I could just wrap that around.
She's
I got it. You're
I know, good. But I don't want to bleed all over the floor.
Too late for that.
Leaving a trail.
Oh no, you could. Know. Yeah, you can find a towel, a fucking bath towel.
Yeah,
not a big deal. Or yeah, a bath towel would be perfect.
Well, here, have a bathrobe.
Yeah. Use mine. It's big enough.
My God.
Yeah. So, Athena, after it takes nothing for you to do an illusion this small.
Yeah.
Around the three of you, and you walk to the, you kind of like, you walk, because walking is good, and you get about halfway through, and you hear a clank, come from Sal, and he kind of stumbles forward, and
are you falling apart?
And he lifts his he lifts his pant leg, and out of the bottom is a probably 4-inch long black plate, with. About 2-inch long black spikes coming off that are curved.
What the?
Does it look vaguely familiar?
Not in the slightest.
Should we take this with us?
Oh God, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Yeah, you hold on to that.
I'll hold on to that.
Yeah, you hold that, and then we'll keep going. Come on.
As you're as you're walking, you're not bleeding as much.
While we're walking.
Yes. This is a power implant for the exoskeleton power suit.
Hey, I think I know somebody who could probably use that.
No, this is artificial. This isn't natural. Like for the lady who you're thinking of, she would want. And they found you found a better choice anyway. She got Diamondback's power.
Oh, that's right.
Because it ended up being I rolled it was like a 98% match. Like it's a fucking unheard of. I wrote it. I have it in the notes. I think it's like a 90-something percent match. So we body gets taken to the nurse's office, which nurse's office is a demeaning thing for how big this facility is. It's the full on clinic. You walk in. There's a receptionist that says. And
bed down.
Who's there?
Oh, hi. Oh, sorry. And then an illusion. We're in bed now. Please.
Sal, are you okay? You've been there before. You've been injured before.
Particularly after getting thrown by Tychus.
Yes.
You know, I'm familiar.
What happened? Please, can they bring you over to a triage room? Over the next 2 hours.
Bad dream. That's what happened.
Over the next 2 hours, they're going to have essentially to do a full medical workup on you, and then a doctor's going to come in who you've never seen before, with a doctor's coat. They ask if you want to let them stay.
They can stay
if they want. Yeah. Do you guys stay or do you leave and go back to your room?
I'll stay.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay, so a doctor comes in. You've never seen him before. He says, "Hello, I'm Dr. Wu."
Who are you? Sorry. I feel like you'd be like, how hilarious.
he kind of just gives you that half smile, like, yes.
Totally haven't heard that one before, kind of.
He doesn't say yes, he just looks at you with a look that says, you think you're funny. Cute. And then he turns.
Okay.
Well. He doesn't say it, but he gives that vibe. Not Dr. Who, Dr. Wu. It's like a mid-40s Asian man.
Yeah. I was more for art, but yeah.
Yeah, but you remember, when you do that, it overlaps with what I do.
Yeah.
He looks and he says, so, Sal, I've gone through your medical records, and I know that you don't necessarily know your birthday. You were some kind of experiment?
Yeah.
Pseudo-son to a Dr.
Harnack.
Harnack, yeah. I did some research on that, you know, while I looked over your paperwork. I have news. It's not good, not bad. We don't detect your exoskeleton power set in your body at all. But it seems there's something else there in its place.
Okay.
I've been told I should ask, did you have any strange dreams last night?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you define strange for me? And he obviously has like a medical recorder out, and you see it filling the screen, like as they're documenting what we're saying. I mean, would you like me to call in a psychiatrist? Or we don't have a dreamwalker on staff. I could probably find one. Maybe we could find one. I can find you one if you need it. But what happened?
Yesterday we fought, what's her name?
Mrs. Hope.
Blood Hag.
Mrs. Hope.
Mrs. Hope, yeah.
No, he will specifically say...
I was going to say, definitely saying the Blood Hag.
the Blood Hag is underlined 3 times. Blood Hag. He's like pulling up his phone. Continue. His face is blanching as he does so.
Yeah. My dream involved her, and she mentioned taking over my body.
And how did that go for her?
Well, I'm still me.
He says, you realize that I have to call in a specialist now, right?
Probably.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure you understood.
This is definitely going to be our whole Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm dying!
You have stopped bleeding entirely.
That's good.
Your tattoos, like I said, are taking on... they're lightening slightly.
More of a lighter green.
Yeah, like going from like a forest green. Or what's the, like, 2 shades lighter than forest green?
I don't know. I don't deal with...
You paint things!
What the fuck does that even mean? 2 shades lighter than forest green?
Hold on, I'm literally pulling up a picture.
I don't make up those stupid... Give me color numbers and I'll tell you, you know, you want to be, you know, where you want to be for your numbers, but... I don't use names for the colors. That's what the marketing people are for.
I actually... these are all numbers. I need, like, with names. Bitches. Okay, perfect. Yeah, if you went from like, a pine green, which is really, really dark, it's like, it's more of an emerald now.
That's what I was gonna say.
But yeah. No, that would be 2 shades...
green and kind of shiny.
That would be 2 shades lighter on the... Yeah, in the color code being number sign 028910. It's not a hex code.
That's Pantone numbers. They don't count for anything. Biggest scam in the universe.
I agree, but I had a thing, and it worked for what I needed it to. It was enough of a gradient that I could pick a color. Anyway, so he says, "I'll call in a specialist. We'll get them here today." Probably, you know what? I think the headmaster had a shaman on staff. I might be able to get him to do this. They do a spirity things like that. He went from full medical professional to this is Wuji. It's not my job anymore. In like half a second flat, he says medically you're fine. He says there is a weird stab holes in the base of your spine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's probably where that thing fell out of.
He says, hold it up.
That would have been good information half an hour ago, okay?
I'd like it back.
I think it's yours, so yeah, I can do that. I'll have Gunny run some tests on. God, I gotta call like 4 people for this issue. He like shakes his head.
It's the most interesting problem you've had in years.
His eyes go black, and there's like a red line across one and a white line across another. And he scans your, and he looks you up and down, and you almost feel naked in front of him. He's a doctor. You're like, this is normal. He says, as far as I can tell, that's the only physical malady you have. He reaches over to a tray full of, like, a number of, like, inhalers on it. He finds, like, He says, he hands you one. He says, take two puffs of this and then wait a half hour and take another two and you should be good. Hmm. Like, feeling wise.
Okay.
I'll have a shaman come. He hands it to you. You take a puff and it's a basic healing potion. He says, I've been working on these for a while. These are for rapid response teams. Yes, healing inhalers.
Yeah, sounds like cyberpunk.
Air hypo. Yeah, basically. Do you know why that they did that? Instead of it just being like a stim pack getting stabbed? Because it's so much more fucking efficient to get it into if it aerosolizes and fills your body. It hits more parts of your body at once.
That's why nebulizers work.
Correct. So
in any case, I'll just erase the damage. That
yep, you're not. Yeah, you'll be fully healed. But I just wanted you to know, like, that was the bleed. That was how much you bled in
my sleep.
In your sleep, yeah. Essentially, you were losing a D8 per hour.
Yeah.
Like, which is like, that's not awful, but you're also a really big person. It's a very small stab wound.
Yeah.
Or series of, you know, it's more of a slit, you know, that fell off the bottom of your spine. So a shaman shows up, dressed. When you think shaman, what do you think? What is your image of a modern day shaman?
Modern day is a different story. Because you say shaman, and my brain jumps to what is it, Diablo 3, the shaman, you know, the witch doctor. So, but modern day shaman, he probably, you know, I think we dealt with one in season 1, and he just had like a suit, like. Business suit.
I don't think he was a shaman. He was a spirit walker.
In any case.
But anyway,
I mean, so they would probably dress relatively normal, but they'd have their, you know, Muji stuff. And,
yeah.
You know.
So a guy walks in, like, leather pants, like brown leather pants, not like fancy leather, but like I work hard pants. if that makes sense to anyone who's, like, imagine, I guess, no, they're probably just jeans. Yeah, it's jeans and a homespun shirt. It's obviously tailored. It's not like he's not wearing like a fucking, you know, peasant shirt from the Middle Ages. Walks in, but around his neck is a necklace with three different totem animals on him. There's a turtle, there's an elk, and then there's a raven. He looks at you and he goes, "You're the one who fought the hag?" Doesn't look at either of the other two of you there.
I mean, we all fought her yesterday.
No, you fought her for real, though.
Yes.
Mentally.
He's like, I just got to do a quick check on your soul damage.
Cool.
And see if it's recoverable.
What? Okay.
What's
your name?
Oh, sorry. Paul hadn't considered a name for this man.
I'm not going to let someone work on me if I don't know who they
mother
are.
Mother bitch.
Just thought of one.
Oh, that was beautiful.
I just thought of a name.
Hey, I'm not pairing my soul to someone if I don't know who they are.
Paul, I have a name.
Okay, hit me.
Judah.
Judah?
Mm-hmm. J-U-D-A-H. Judah.
Works for me. He says, just call me Judah. He says, I've been working for the headmaster, on a project, but I was greenlit to come help you, so.
Okay.
He takes out, like, a ring around his hand, slowly morphs into a staff, and he holds it out, and he touches you on the forehead with it. And roll me, do you willingly fail a wisdom save?
I don't think I could pass it anyways, but.
Do you willingly fail?
Yeah.
Okay. He roots around, but it's not in your thoughts so much as it is in who you are, like your id, if you know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the area that your id is your concept of self.
Mm-hmm.
It's what makes you who you are. It's I read a whole book where that was a fucking major concept, and I have way too much knowledge about it that I never need to bring up again. Basically, but he looks through and he's like, you were experimenting on a lot as a child.
Like, yes.
A lot.
Yes.
Did you know this is the sixth power that was implanted into you?
Sixth?
This is the first one that stuck.
Oh.
Hmm.
He says, I see something to deal with a fire control, metal skin. He says, the one that was close was something water related. I don't know. Like, might have been like Aquatica adaptation, or but he said it almost stuck. Who was it? I mean, I don't get a. This is just like echoes in your soul of what was left. He says those are the only ones that I really had any strong attachment to. But have you ever felt like a calling to the water? Where did you say was your happiest place?
Surfing.
In the green room. In
the green room. Yeah. I like it.
He says, it looks like the
I'm sorry.
So he says, that was the last time your body was happy with how it was. It didn't want whatever that other thing it was implanted with. You have not been given back yet. But it almost stuck with the wall, with the aquatic adaptation. Okay. Which you realize you kind of kept parts of that.
The swimming.
Uh-huh. Like he said, like aspects of it didn't fade. Like it was almost right for you. As it is, I found one more that it was repressed. It's probably linked to whoever your mother was. And all I saw was a wall minute of energy.
Okay.
And then weapons minute of energy. I couldn't tell you what kind. They were emerald green. You like lift your shirt. You see emerald green scales, all like emerald green tattoos.
Yeah.
All your tattoos shifted colors. He's like, yeah, like that color. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. He says, I'll be at the place that I'm supposed to be. If you need to talk about this, you may need like spiritual counseling. I don't know if you're religious or if you're spiritual or whatever, but whatever it is, you should make it right because your soul is fucked.
Huh.
If this was if we were doing the additional stats, your sanity would be like fucking cratered. I'm not using those stats, but I'm just telling you, like, his mind is not a happy camper. He had something that essentially was repressing memories for him for his whole life.
And now it's sitting in sitting being studied in another room right now.
No, it isn't. The thing itself isn't doing it. It was your mind did it to protect you.
Yeah.
Or your spirit did. So he leaves you by, he leaves you go. And you kind of just left with your friends. What do you say? What do you do? Or do you just kind of just all sit there like going like, fuck. Chris, your Hazel, the harmonics. Is that Hazel?
No, that's Rachel.
Motherfucker. Rachel.
Hazel is the artificer.
Rachel talks to you and says, the damage to him, if they're right, is almost as bad as what was done to Mom.
Oh, shit.
The fact that he survived, he's very lucky. You should let him know.
I will let him know.
And let him know that his mom may have had the same kind of thing happen to her that you did. That happened to ours.
You have any unknown siblings?
I wouldn't know.
That's not what I meant. And,
yeah, but, I know.
But like,
I know. But
he's being cheeky. About
yes,
us.
Yes. But yes, I will let him know.
I have my two brothers. That's all I know.
Yeah, your mom probably had some sort of protection for you.
Okay.
And she almost assuredly took the same soul damage she did.
But, yeah. So, was your dad part of CARE?
You don't know where your dad's funding comes from. Came from.
No idea. Don't think so. No idea.
Okay. So, I'll just log that as a yes.
That's a strong possibility. Anything soul-related, like, people have known the soul's been a thing for years because there are people who can manipulate it. And that's kind of like how you confirm something exists, right? When it can be manipulated. So yeah. There have been soul sciences that have been developed, but they're not used much because they're so fucking dangerous. But Carol's one of the leaders in it.
Used to be.
was, yeah.
Yes. All right. So.
Okay. Okay. So, throughout the rest of the day, you're going to have flashbacks. Not flashbacks, but, like, flashes of insight and, like, and you're going to, like, go to move your hand and a blade of energy is going to appear on the tip of it. You're going to go and, like, someone's going to, like, throw a backpack of chips at you and a shield's going to pop up and deflect it. That kind of shit. And you have next to no control for right now.
Lovely. I know what we're doing tomorrow.
Yay.
Gym time.
Mm-hmm. And power testing. Again.
Power training in this case. And they actually do have a Force Constructs expert who they can call upon to assist you.
Cool.
Because they explain that is probably what you have access to. We've actually got a training program and they hand you they hand you like a data chip. That'll give you the basics. They have these for a bunch of power sets. You'd never have one that was common enough to have it. Actually, none of you did. Literally none of you. No one's like, I'm a fire guy. Well, here you go. This explains how fire shit works. That was not a thing you guys had. Plasma is very uncommon. Invisibility is common, but the fact that it's done via illusion is not.
Exosuit is...
It's usually man-made. It's not usually innate.
Yeah.
So, like,
Shinsoku would have had.
He would talk to you about it.
Right. But he was the headmaster when I joined. But I was also
He wouldn't. Samurai Crab would.
Yes, but Shinsoku had the memories.
They had the merged memories. Yeah, but they're muddled. But yeah, he would have talked to you about it. Anyway,
in any case.
So you got throughout the rest of the day, you go through those things. You can watch them. It's like 3 hours worth of training videos, just kind of like explaining. You know, it's all about intent. The stronger your will, the stronger the weapon. Some people tie it to their mind. Some people tie it to their body. Your body will know what's best for it. Trust your body, pretty much, and don't force it, or you're likely to fuck it up. That evening, you guys are going, Bridget's gonna, you know, you're finally released about, you're there for 12 hours, so it's 8 o'clock at night. You brought dinner, I don't know if they stay with you all day, but if you're all there, you brought food.
You don't have to stick around.
Bridget asks you guys to meet her on the roof of the dorm, just like you've met 100 times before.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, more than that. You guys can meet there like most days. As like hey, what do you think today went? What do you need? What can I do for you?
What is this persona?
It's a usual meeting place.
Yes. Natalie,
My joke was, what is this persona?
Yeah, where you have a hideout.
The hideout. It's, okay.
Yes, I got it, and kinda. So, you guys meet up with Bridget on the roof of the hideout. The roof of the dorms. She gives you each your favorite drink. Sal, she gives you a double of whatever it is. Because you obviously need it. And then also hands you a fruit smoothie.
Because
she knows you like them. And she doesn't usually have them on hand. But she got one for you special.
I appreciate it.
And she says, alright, so would you guys like to know why you were meeting with those rich people at the meeting last night?
Oh, we already know.
Yes, but would you like to know what the benefits each of them would give you?
Oh, we don't know about the benefits that they would give us. But we do know why we were there.
Well, yes, but would you like to know what each one of them were offering?
Sure.
Sure.
This is now I'm going to roll into a mechanical thing for you guys. So, Art, if you got a pen, you got a pencil.
Yeah, I'm working on it, and note time.
All right. So you got most of them, but I'll give you the ones that you did, which I think were all the ones that really mattered. I think you didn't get the Atletico. I think, and that's it.
Oh no, we didn't get the Nazis.
Also, you didn't go talk to Rebecca, but you did. But she already told you, don't bother.
Yeah, no, we did.
She said, don't bother. I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
So I will give you
talked to her last because we wanted to get her
when it way. When it mattered didn't when yes. It happened didn't matter. All right. So the hoes are going to provide 3 units of money. You can just do $3 signs.
Okay.
As well as they're going to improve the water systems of wherever you end up. Something like they'll help build a canal system or like water essentially
filtration or
you're going to pick, let's say,
depending on where we're going.
Correct. It
would change.
Exactly. I'm going to say pick two water related improvements to the city or your base. Specifically, like if you wanted, like, hey, I want to have a fucking moat. I don't know why you want a moat, but they could do that for you. Zaya Corvin is specifically going to be provided. He provides 4 units of money, so $4. That's from Claw Technologies, and he's going to provide improved base defenses. That involves shielding, turrets, whatever you think you need. You're going to have two base defense improvements. So then you have the Alanopolises. They're giving 5 units of money because they do be loaded.
And we really impressed them.
No, they're just rich, really, really, really rich.
And rolled a 34. And
yeah. Oh, you know what? I can use those numbers. Hold on. That'll actually.
I rolled a 34 on both him. Give me 2 and seconds, Corbin.
Dad. Damn. Okay, they're going to give you 3 months of free staffing for your base and an ongoing PR team that is dedicated to you guys. The 34 give you 3 months. So you won't have to worry about any of your units of money for determining, like,
3 staffing. 3 months free staffing.
And a free PR team. So, Claw is going to give you 3 base upgrades, not 2, because of the 34 there. See, I have numbers, I should use them. Let me check how you did with the hose.
You're a hose.
Well, we should probably get extra, and then we should also warn him, see if he got infected.
He didn't get it.
He didn't get hit by her at all. I checked.
Okay.
He never took a point of damage from her.
Except that he was under her control
for...
But he didn't take any damage. That was how that ability was transferred.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just pulling it up. You did not roll for the Ho family. But you did save his life, so...
Do you want us to make a roll?
No.
We just talked to them, like, you know... I think.
Yeah, she was being very...
She was being too weird, and you were like, I'm good.
We realized that, and we started sending messages to Bridget and doing the investigation.
Yes.
Okay. El Combustion, you got a 28 on that. He's going to give you 2 free outbuildings of your choice. Or like, you could do even like a satellite office if you'd like. These are places where you will be able to, you'll learn later, but you'll be able to replenish your supplies. Like, I don't know, those healing, air inhalers, stuff like that, they'll be, replenish. You'll be able to go back to them in the... wherever it is that you guys end up doing this. So, after El Combustion is Rebecca Small. Hector gives 1 money sign. Is anyone surprised? He's the least money, but he's pretty built.
Oh my god, are you doing Google review type money sign situations, like for restaurants?
They're units of money. Yeah. But anyway, Rebecca Small is going to provide 2 money signs. Ooh. And she's also going to provide additional FSA resources. I didn't have you roll for her because it's...
She already likes us.
Well, that and it's more of a... How much do you want FSA oversight? There will be an FSA office in the city you're in. That is going to happen. This is more how much do you want them to get involved in your particular operation? Or would you like them to remain mostly separate? Just you're part of the FSA, your FSA...
Adjacent,
but that's more of a how much oversight do you want? But the more oversight you get, the more help you get.
Yeah.
Oversight.
So there's probably an FSA office with an agent on staff.
There will be at least there will be an agent. There will like be at least
maybe two, because one day shift, one night shift.
At least that, if not maybe like two or three. It's probably two in the day, two in the night, because that's safety. Okay.
And who's to say they're highly powered?
Okay, Monty. I believe Monty, you rolled a. Son of a bitch.
Guys, I don't think we rolled.
You rolled.
Did we roll?
You rolled to impress him.
Oh, that's right.
25. That was a bad roll for you.
Yes, it was.
That was the minimum.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Monty was a 25, and so was Roxas was a 26, so.
I believe Monty was black market options.
Correct. I told you about that, yeah. So, you're going to get black market options, as well as he will find you two specific items on the black market free of charge. Up to, obviously, a certain dollar value. And he's talking, these could be bigger items. Like, if you're like, I want a power tank. Like, to keep captured powers in. Mm-hmm. He could probably get you one. Is it a good idea? No. But you could do it. And you actually know how to use it, too. That's, like, if you, like, one of your items could be a power center suite. He could probably find you one. And then Manuel Roxas, he's going to give you. He's going to set you up with an information network in all coastal cities, which could be more or less helpful based on where you're at. Monty. Monty is 3 money signs. Manuel Roxas is 4 money signs.
We did real good.
No, that's just he's that rich.
That too.
And you had a 26. I took 26 on him. I had Rebecca Small on her fucking twice. I am so good. and you go through 25, he's going to give you, I had two options here. One, he can help redistribute trade routes to try and go through your particular setting, but depending on where you are, that could be more way helpful or useless.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're in fucking Maine, nothing's coming there. Mm-hmm. Or if you're on the BFE Island, unless you've got a massive port, you're useless. You know what I mean? But if you're, like, in Denver, or, like, in Colorado, that could be super useful. I mean, it could, like, it balloon your town in very quickly. Or I can just have him owe you two favors. Blank check favor type thing. I'm going to ask at the table now, what do you want? Like, I don't know what he could give you. He's a fucking shipping magnate, you know?
Mm-hmm. I almost would want to say, like, if we could hold out on his favor until we know where we're going. And then that way we can decide more accurately. Because if we say, oh, we want shipping, and then we end up in a...
The island in the middle of, you know, that we can't deal with, the trade, then it's waste.
I also, one I just thought of is, he can get you an inroad to China. Which you know is locked down. Like, no one gets in or out.
Okay.
And he can get you an inroad to India as well. So... I think maybe, no, you know, I'm going to say that's what he can do. He can get you access to India and China once.
Okay.
And the fact that he can offer that about China means that, do you tell anybody about that? Or that's more of like, you get that as a handwritten message that arrives on your doorstep. Like, in underneath your doorstep. Hmm. That was obviously handwritten, handed to somebody, and get like this is not digitally stored anywhere. Do you tell anybody that he has access to that or not?
No.
No.
Chris, talk to the man. Never. Because China's been locked down for 5 years now. Yeah. Little to nothing comes out.
Yeah.
India's less locked down, but it's tough to get a visa because of the turmoil they're dealing with. Because their government is in flux, because people with power, their president ended up being a terrorist, and you know, like it happens sometimes. Your president's a terrorist, what are you supposed to do? Anyway, so that's what you're going to get from those. When I say, like, units of money, when we do the base building next, you know, what it'd be, not next semester, but next, you know, beginning of June.
When we get
between there. Junior year, sophomore and junior year, that will be how you determine how your base and how the city itself is built. Okay? So, there'll be things that cost money, like things that cost units of money. You'll have to decide what's the best way to do it. I think, actually, I'm probably going to do just your base for that. The other benefits are for the whole town. But, regardless. Any questions about those? Before we move on. Twice. All right. So the following day rolls around. And actually, you know, I'm going to say like the next 2 weeks pass. Realistically. It's rolling up on finals. Sal, you're pretty sure you have your new powers down.
Okay.
I wouldn't call it level of expertise because that's years. Or intensive training, like over a, I don't know, like a winter break. But you definitely have proficiency right now in your power. And it feels so natural compared to Exoskeleton, which you would have said felt natural until you actually felt something that was supposed to be part of you. And boy howdy, does that function differently. It's less saying I want to do this and more like I wanted this so it happened, if that makes sense. It's more letting yourself have it versus telling it to happen.
Okay.
That's a bastardization of a quote from a movie. I don't remember the name of the movie, but I do remember the quote. I do remember it. I remember the joke. So it comes down to time for finals. Now I'm going to pull up a final, like, testing session. So I'm just going to call that a wash because I don't want to deal with it. So we'll just do some basic math. All right, perfect. So I need... we'll do CAPE Academics first because it is the easiest one. You each need to roll me a power check.
Woot woot.
Pick a power and roll it. The DC you're aiming for because everyone but Sal. Sal, you're aiming for one higher because you got a B and 17A. That's just how the math worked out. Is 25 for 25 is. I believe we marked that as a C. I don't think that's right. It's got to be. That's. I'm gonna call the 25 an A. Yeah. And anything less than 20 would be failing. And yours is one. Your DC is one higher because you got to be on one thing. You didn't study as hard for that section.
Yeah, I'm still getting used to the new school.
You're not wrong. So let me know when you're ready. And then Art, are you distributing Arctic Inspiration dice to your team?
Sure.
Everyone say, thanks, Art.
Thanks, Art.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. You better pass.
I already rolled. Am I supposed to roll again? Because I want to keep my number.
You're going to roll this. You're only going to roll twice.
Okay, I rolled. My Once first one cape. Was 19.
On the die?
On the die.
That's an A+.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah. Net 20.
He didn't need no stinking help.
I've been practicing. Oh, there's a 19 on the die. All right.
So I'm gonna explain how this fucking goes down. You guys show up for the test.
You're still learning my new power.
You're feeling pretty good, right? And you show up to the formal portion, and it's your bog standard, like, rescue the people from a burning building. You've done this 4 or 5 times before.
And boring.
It all just clicks at once. And it's like poetry in motion as you guys save everybody and catch the criminal
in less than, out the fire.
And put out the fire in less than 2 minutes. Like, it was absolutely, you blitzed it. You, I mean, Sal launched himself into the top floor to take, go top bottom. You know, Athena, or Athena, Mirage dove in the bottom floor. Chris worked on creating the vine ladder so that people down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and like, it was just absolutely gorgeous. Like, people are complimenting you. There's lots of cheering as you guys leave. You set a new record. Everyone gets an A+. Thanks. Let's just transfer that down. I hate it that I can't do that because of this stupid thing. Okay. And even though you had the one harder DC, it did not matter to Salamander and the fucking least.
Probably should have been like two higher because I'm handicapped learning the new power.
Just means your bonus was lower.
Yeah.
That was already fucking damn it. I need to format paint because I hate it so much. Okay. I have this sheet I'm using to track your economics, and this fucking thing decided to fuck up my... There it is. Okay, I fixed it. All right, next I need the average of your investigation, history, performance, or persuasion, nature, and tech.
Huh?
Okay. Get a piece of paper, and then you're going to write down your bonuses for these numbers, and then we'll add them up, okay?
Okay, I know how to do average.
Investigation.
Okay, wait. Okay.
History.
Plus three.
Performance or persuasion? Whichever's better.
Mm-hmm.
Performance or persuasion?
Correct.
Plus five.
Nature and tech.
Mm-hmm.
Plus tech.
And then divide that all by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
Which I already have listed because I wrote it out last time.
I thought you might, but I had to state it for everybody else.
I had to update everything because we gained proficiency since then. So.
Round up?
I think I said round up because I was feeling generous at the time.
That's what I did. When the total comes out to 7.9, it's like, I'm going to put 8 and hope he doesn't notice.
Demerit.
So... Okay.
Well, I got 8, 8, 11, 4, 8.
So it says
5, 5, 14.
So it says 6.6. So I'm gonna go with 7.
Roll it. The DC is still 25 for a perfect score. That's a 6, isn't it?
That is a 6. Can I use my lucky?
You would have to have done it beforehand. You don't have lucky anymore.
I had to do an investigation.
You took his inspiration?
Mm-hmm. 17.
On the die?
Yes.
Plus your...
7.
It's 24. That is not perfect. That's only an 8, not an 8 plus.
But you
have the Berg inspiration die. Roll it.
What is a D8?
Is that another nat 20?
I got a nat 20.
I'm plus. Using my inspiration because I don't think a 2.
So 17 plus...
7 is 24.
So 14.
Plus...
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, 24 plus 7 is 31.
Plus
8,
15. With rolling this, I can get it up to...
23.
If I roll high.
Look at Natalie and see if you can get a guidance.
Bump my guidance out. She hasn't used it, so it's free.
Do it!
Nope. That does not help. There's a 2 and a 4.
Now, throw more inspiration to this table.
21.
That is barely passing.
Oh, no.
That's like a C-.
Oh, no.
Sorry, no, it's a C. Would anyone like to give them another inspiration to let them roll again?
I used my 1 that I already
had. I don't have any.
Natalie, do you have an inspiration?
I have 1 left. Yes. Do you feel like you need it?
I mean, passing is passing.
This is regular academics. This is like math, science,
which meeting. I had ultra high scores the entire time.
Yeah.
I had 26 out of 10 both times.
Paul's so mean. He's making us
do you remember crazy this, numbers. This, 25 is not insane when your bonus is 9.
When your bonus is
7?
8.
It's not insane for perfect?
A isn't perfect. Well, A plus is not.
You know what? Let's roll it back. Hold on. Let me do some math. So, if I remove that, my math would be that, but that doesn't seem fair. Oh, I forgot to subtract for the one you guys didn't do. You're fine. You'll get the A. I can't math. Ignore me. I forgot to subtract the extra 5 from defaulting. So that means your perfect score would be 20, which I think you hit.
Yes. Okay. 21.
So, you guys did really well. The end of the year rolls around. And as you guys kind of figure out what you're going to do for winter vacation, I think it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.